Raise your voices high. Sing of your Caribbean pride.
In this, the finale of our six-part series on the Leadership Development Program of the Caribbean Leadership Project, Chief Technical Director in the Housing Ministry, Doreen Prendergast, and Chief Executive Officer of the Jamaica Information Service, Donna Marie Rowe, share how the program has boosted their leadership skills. They were being interviewed by Ian Boyne.
CLP came with a difference. The methodologies utilized, the fact that we were exposed to the best of the best in the region in terms of the talents that were brought in. We were exposed to prime ministers, we were exposed to cabinet secretaries, we were exposed to the best technical persons in their field would come in and assist us. The sense of fellowship that we felt with each other, even though we're from different countries, but we were able to bring our differences together in such a meaningful way that at the end of the day, we became so closely bonded. The high point for me was the 110% listening. I had a tendency of taking on, when someone comes, I would interrupt them and I would interpose myself onto what they, whatever they're saying and doing, and the story becomes about me. CLP has taught me to listen and listen intently and to have persons saying what is it that they think can be the solutions. We were exposed to many bright spots, and at the bright spots, we were amazed at some of the things that are taking place in the Caribbean that are not being highlighted. Really, really good examples that could be put out there for the world to see that we're doing wonderful things in the Caribbean. For me, though, one of the main things was that even on my job, there were times when I would allow seniors to trigger you, juniors to trigger you, juniors to set your agenda. Everybody's setting your agenda and you are reacting. And then the sort of person I am, I'm known to be a hard worker, so everything comes, I'm loaded on with things, and I would take on a lot. So I've learned to delegate more, to not allow persons to set my agenda, to not allow persons to trigger me, so much so that I've seen improvements in some relationships right now. You understand? And I get persons to say and be a bit more open. In my personal life, it has impacted it in a very positive way, because the whole business of work-life balance, you know, you're busy at work, you spend most of your time at work, so you tend to have diminishing returns when you get home for the rest of your family. How do I engage my spouse? How do I engage my children? I have a 9-year-old who is time demanding and wants our attention. So I've learned how to incorporate them into my being and enjoy a level of work-life balance that previously was not there.
My CEO.
Yes, sir.
Your testimony.
Of course. I had one of my best staff meetings right after participating in perhaps the first or so module of the CLP. People came up to me and said it was the best staff meeting, and that's because of the tools that I gathered at the program. CLP helped me to see possibilities, see a better future for Jamaica and the Caribbean, to even want to dream of creating a Caribbean identity because of the colleagues to whom I had to relate and I was exposed, going around to the different Caribbean islands and seeing the similarities. Also to recognize that leadership, there are concerns, there are challenges that we all face at the leadership level, and they're common to us. And just if we're able to share among ourselves, there are always those possibilities to find solutions. And so reflection was also very big for me. The ability to stand aside and look at different levels of your performance. Recently, my executive coach spoke about the helicopter distance versus the plane distance and not being triggered by everything that can trigger a leader. Staying above the line is something else that we really embrace as a part of the program. And so the Caribbean Leadership Project is something that I would commend to all managers and supervisors.
Chief Executive Officer of the Jamaica Information Service, Donna Marie Rowe, and before her, Chief Technical Director in the Housing Ministry, Doreen Prendergast, speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne. The Leadership Development Program of the Caribbean Leadership Project, CLP, seeks to build the leadership skills of senior public officials from 12 Caribbean countries, including Jamaica.
Sound the victory drum. We'll be right back.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.